I've felt for many years now that humanity was at a critical point in its history, that in this age, we are at a turning point, teetering at the edge of the precipice and staring the possibility of our very extinction in the face. With the rapid advancement of technology and the advent of artificial intelligence, a very ominous scenario reveals itself as we plummet into the post-human era. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doug Michael. I'd like to begin this by thanking everyone that has taken the time to listen to the audios, to read the articles, and to contact me, to Skype with me, and to comment. It's very, very much appreciated. I appreciate all of the support. Ladies and gentlemen, on December 18th, I published an article on the website called Artificial Intelligence and the Singularity. I decided to turn this into an audio presentation, and I'm going to read from that article, but I'm going to add things as I go, because I think this is a very, very important topic. The technology has advanced so rapidly, and many people really aren't aware of how much it's evolved in such a short time. So I'd like to really get into focusing on that a little bit here today. And again, thank you all for taking your time. It's always very much appreciated. Now, post-humanism has several definitions, but I'd like to focus on two. One is transhumanism, which is an ideology and movement which seeks to develop and make available technologies that eliminate aging and greatly enhance human intellectual, physical, and psychological capacities in order to achieve a post-human future. At least that's the way that this technology is being presented to us. Eliminate aging and enhance intellectual capacity. But we have to always consider who is behind the push and the drive for this technology. And then number two, AI takeover, which is defined as a more pessimistic alternative to transhumanism in which humans will not be enhanced, but rather eventually replaced by artificial intelligences. Some philosophers, including Nick Land, promote the view that humans should embrace and accept their eventual demise. We are in the transhuman phase right now, that is to say, the transitional phase into post-humanism, and it's important to understand that post means after. What comes after the human era and experience? The idea is to merge man with machine, silicon with carbon, and this agenda is being rolled out at an ever-accelerating pace. Technological advancement is progressing rapidly, so much so that human advancement, conscious, emotional, psychological, etc., will not be able to keep up with it, and that is the true threat and danger that we face. Now, ladies and gentlemen that are interested in this and that like to read, I recommend a book by David Livingstone. It's called Transhumanism, The History of a Dangerous Idea, and it is very in-depth, very thorough, and this author shows where this idea originated of, you know, combining man with machine to make the ultimate human. It goes way, way back. You had the eugenicists, the Fabian, Julius Huxley promoting this back in the 50s and the 60s. And even before that, through the secret society networks, there was always been this idea of man becoming God. And what this AI agenda, though, it's pushing a very inorganic agenda to merge human beings with machines, okay? And as I said, AI is being presented as something beneficial to mankind, and some proponents are even welcoming it as the next step in human evolution. Others acknowledge the potential existential threat posed by technology that can learn exponentially faster than a human mind. When machines are endowed with intelligence that can increase their knowledge at rates that just keep multiplying, right, and surpassing human intelligence by leaps and bounds, how can we not consider the implications and the inherent dangers of such technology? And as I stated, we always, always must ask who is behind this push to get the public to just accept all of this with open arms. Rapid technological advancement without equal psychological, emotional, and spiritual advancement is always a recipe for disaster. On October 25th, 2017, an artificially intelligent robot was granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia. The robot is named Sophia and was designed by a Hong Kong manufacturer called Hanson Robotics. It uses voice and facial recognition technology, artificial intelligence, and visual data processing. Interestingly, In many ancient traditions and cultures, Sophia was considered the goddess of wisdom. Another interesting little tidbit is that this robot was actually activated on April 19th. Now, I might be stretching here, but that is a very significant date amongst dark occultists. April 19th, if you look at history, a lot of events have occurred on that particular day. In Satanism, the 19th of April culminates 13 days of bloodletting. Again, look at history. A lot of events have occurred on the 19th of April. Again, I might be stretching here, but that's the way these behind-the-scene consortium people think. Everything they do is steeped in ritual and, you know, all these occult agendas. Now, if you've seen the film of this robot, Sophia, addressing a group of financiers and Saudi royalty, you know, it's real creepy watching this robot give her little presentation before audiences. It creeped me out. Now, while it may seem benign watching this robot in action, where is this technology headed? And again, look at the rapid advancement over just the last several years. It's incredible how fast it's really evolved in such a short period of time. We have DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which develops technology for the military. They have funded projects that use brain implants to alter chemicals in the brain in a process called deep brain stimulation. This process can alter people's moods, and of course it's being presented in a benevolent way for use in medical applications, you know, such as Alzheimer's patients or soldiers with PTSD. That's how they're presenting it. But what if this type of technology fell into the wrong hands? If DARPA is behind it, red flags should arise immediately. Trials for these mood-altering brain implants have already begun. The implants contain artificial intelligence that can send pulses to the brain and measure brain chemistry. Scientists refer to this technology as a window on the brain. Well, glory be. DARPA is also behind the development of genetic modification technology with the hopes to enhance DNA to create super soldiers with superhuman abilities. This is not some, you know, science fiction movie or superhero movie. DARPA is actually doing this. And this is what they're willing to tell the public they're doing. What are they doing in these black op programs behind the scenes without any public scrutiny? Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, this is what they're willing to admit. Brain implant technology and genetic modification to create, you know, super enhanced soldiers. You think the movies are just there to entertain, or are they also there to indoctrinate, which I'll get into a little bit as we move along here. DARPA, again, publicly admits they already have 10 brain hacking projects underway, and millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars, have been invested in various companies to develop brain interface machines. Elon Musk, CEO and investor for several companies, including one called Neuralink, has stated publicly that he wants to connect human brains to a computer network through a device called Neural Lace, in effect, creating a sort of digitized hive mind. If that's not enough to totally creep you out, I don't know what will. This high-profile investor, although behind the creation of advanced technology, including AI, has warned that it could be the greatest existential threat facing humanity. Addressing students at MIT, Musk said, "I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If I had to guess at what our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that, so we need to be very careful." He went on to claim, "With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon." So here's a guy, a top investor, CEO for several companies, some of which developed this technology behind AI, and he's telling you right out, we're summoning the demon and we need to be very careful. It's our greatest existential threat. So he's telling you, a company that operates out of Los Angeles called Kernel is developing brain implant technology that they say will allow humans to communicate telepathically and to delete bad memories or download positive ones. Remember the movie from 1990, Total Recall, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where people could go to the recall clinic or whatever and actually have memories implanted in their brain? So you could think that you were on vacation when you never actually went there. And again, Hollywood has been conditioning us towards the acceptance of this technology for decades now. If you look at a lot of the movies, and especially some of the new ones that have come out, like Lucy and others. Super soldiers, robots that can learn, brain implants, and Terminator androids have slipped out of the realm of science fiction and have now become reality. Colonel is working to hack the brain, as it were, and to influence the central nervous system. And of course, this technology is being cloaked behind a veil of benevolence, hailed as a great breakthrough to be used in the field of medicine. But again, what if this technology were in the wrong hands? And that's the question we really need to be asking ourselves. Google has created artificial intelligence in its AutoML program, Automated Machine Learning System, which has created codes more efficient than the codes that built it. In other words, these scientists or engineers or whatever created this program that in turn created its own AI that is outpacing itself. So it's replicating, and it's using codes created that are more efficient than the codes that built it. So it's replicating and learning. AI that can learn and surpass its human creators? What could possibly go wrong? Another eerie scenario presents itself with social networking giant Facebook's recent announcement that it will use AI for thought pattern recognition. Think about that just for a second. Thought pattern recognition. Now, they say that this technology will be used to prevent potential suicides by scanning data. I mean, Facebook is already a massive data mining and psychological profiling tool, but I'm sure that the intentions behind employing this technology are benevolent and in no way invasive. In an article posted in TechCrunch in November of 2017, we read, "This is software to save lives. Facebook's new proactive detection artificial intelligence technology will scan all posts for patterns of suicidal thoughts and, when necessary, send mental health resources to the user at risk or their friends, or contact local first responders. By using AI to flag worrisome posts to human moderators instead of waiting for user reports, Facebook can decrease how long it takes to send help." Well, shit, it's nice to know that they care so much. Now, users cannot opt out, but you know, why would they want to? It's all for your protection and to keep you safe, of course. The alarm bells should be reaching deafening crescendos by now. We are tracked, profiled, surveilled, and observed everywhere we go, and now AI will monitor your social networking posts. Again, what could possibly go wrong? The Israeli military is currently using robots to patrol its borders in Syria and in Gaza as well. Now, I'm not talking about just the basic drones that are all over the place. You got to see the videos of these vehicles. They are unmanned reconnaissance vehicles. They're armed with remote-controlled weapons, and they have unmanned patrol ships as well. And it's very advanced and sophisticated technology. If you go to the website, there is a video. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't include it. There's a link to a source of an article where you can read about these weapons. Israel has extremely advanced military capabilities, and they're being employed. They have something like 200 nuclear warheads trained at Tehran. So, you know, it's probably just a matter of time before the Middle East explodes in like a giant powder keg, you know, with Trump's recent recognition of Jerusalem as the new capital. It's caused a lot of upheaval. And, you know, this guy, he's just another Zionist puppet like all of them. Now, the Russian military is also developing robotic technology, and they've created a robot that can fire weapons and drive a jeep. If you go to the article on the website, I have included a video where you could see this thing in action. The android carries two automatic pistols. It looks like something out of the film RoboCop or the Terminator films. It's just really incredible watching this. And you could bet that if the Russians have this in development, well, then the American government does too. Again, DARPA, what they admit to publicly and what's going on behind closed doors are two completely opposite sides of the spectrum. So keep that in mind too. Some companies, such as RealDoll in San Marcos, California, are developing artificially intelligent sex robots that can hold basic conversations, and they can even be programmed to become insecure, jealous, and moody. And the robots can be customized with different personality settings and different physical features. This particular company's AI sex doll, they named it Harmony, and they claim that this sex robot can have multiple orgasms. The basic model retails for about $10,000. Now, some people even take their silicone playmates on dates, and the AI dolls can even remember certain things about their owners, like their birthday or what they like to eat or, you know, whatever. In Barcelona, in Spain, the world's first brothel staffed entirely with sex robots has been in operation since February 2017, and the company Lumadolls seeks to expand into other countries. So they want to set up these sex robot brothels all around the world. You can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. The company claims that people can live out their wildest fantasies with their polymer prostitutes. You know, when you see the video of the interview of the CEO of this company, they're basically saying, oh, these robots will do things that a real woman would never do. So you could, you know, live out your sickest, most perverted fetishes with these robots and they ain't going to complain. They claim that customers will hardly distinguish the sex dolls from a real woman. The cost is roughly $100 per hour to be with a silicone slut. This is just going to get weirder and weirder as we go along here. There's a company in Britain called British Condoms, and they've announced the creation of the world's first smart condom called the i.con. Now, this is a device which slips over the penis of the male and can record intimate details about the user's performance, including thrust rate, how long he lasted, heartbeat, calories burned, and other personal details. The device is essentially a Fitbit for your willy, and although not yet in mass production, close to 1 million people have already written the company expressing interest in the product. The company also claims that the device can detect sexually transmitted diseases. It's probably only a matter of time before users would be able to install an app on their smartphones and share all of their personal and intimate details on social networking. Well, glory be. And it just gets more and more bizarre. In California, the first church of artificial intelligence is being created, and it calls itself Way of the Future. This new religion of artificial intelligence states that part of its mission is, quote, the realization, acceptance, and worship of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence developed through computer hardware and software. Well, glory be. The WOTF, Way of the Future, seeks people that are willing to worship AI as a Godhead. Anthony Lewandowski, leader of the movement, claimed, what is going to be created will effectively be a God. If there is something a billion times smarter than the smartest human, what else are you going to call it? Divine AI. Unbelievable, right? Lewandowski went on to say, the idea needs to spread before the technology. The church is how we spread the word, the gospel. If you believe, start a conversation with someone else and help them understand the same things. According to proponents of this new religion, worshiping machine deities is the, quote, way of the future. Well, count me out. The church has support and funding, and people will line up to worship the mechanized Godhead. Watch, they will. Of course, as a church, Way of the Future has been granted tax-exempt status. The potential outcome of people worshiping AI as a god is creepier than any science fiction film I've ever seen. As I asked jokingly, what could possibly go wrong? And I also asked, what would happen if super advanced AI technology were in the wrong hands? And I think I found the answer in a statement made by the genius Nikola Tesla when he claimed, and ladies and gentlemen, really, really listen to this, because I honestly think this is where it's going. This is the purpose. Tesla said, alpha waves in the human brain are between 6 and 8 hertz. The wave frequency of the human cavity resonates between 6 and 8 hertz. All biological systems operate in the same frequency range. The human brain's alpha waves function in this range, and the electrical resonance of the earth is between 6 and 8 hertz. Thus, our entire biological system, the brain, and the earth itself work on the same frequencies. If we can control that resonant system electronically, we can directly control the entire mental system of humankind. If that quote, and especially the last sentence, is not enough to send shivers up your spine, I don't know what would be. I'm going to say that last sentence again because, honestly, this is where I think it's headed. If we can control that resonant system electronically, we can directly control the entire mental system of humankind. Again, like I said, I believe this is the purpose for this technology, and I think that it's also possible that the purpose for the chemtrails, the HARP systems, the 5G system that's about to be rolled out, and whatever the hell it is they're doing at CERN may all be tied into this as well. You know, when I suggest that humanity may be staring its very extinction in the face, I do not mean it figuratively. I mean it quite literally. Now, the term singularity refers to the idea that with the creation of artificial superintelligence, it will reach a point that the technology will replicate faster and faster and eventually outpace humanity's ability to keep up with it, triggering runaway technological growth and advancement. The mathematician John von Neumann first coined the term around 1950 and claimed that the accelerating progress of technology and changes in the mode of human life give the appearance of approaching some essential singularity in the history of the race beyond which human affairs as we know them could not continue. You know, a lot of people jumped on board with the whole idea of the singularity. You had people that came out of the Esalen Institute like McKenna. You had Julian Huxley, the eugenicist, the founder of UNESCO, who was all on board with this. So you see the people behind the scenes and their proponents are, you know, preaching this as the next evolutionary step for humanity. And it just totally creeps me out. It's not a world I want to live in. In 1993, Werner Vinge, San Diego University professor of computer science, stated, "We are on the edge of change comparable to the rise of human life on Earth. Within 30 years, we will have the technological means to create superhuman intelligence. Shortly thereafter, the human era will end." We are already on the cusp of this. Artificial intelligence already exists that can learn and outpace humans and spawn further AI that replicates exponentially. Remember the Google system that they created. Quantum D supercomputers exist that operate with codes beyond the standard binary language. Virtual reality headsets are sold as toys for kids to plug into the matrix, and the technology is being embraced with open arms. It's important to take into consideration that what the public sees is perhaps 100 years or more behind what is in development behind closed doors, particularly in the military sector. A couple weeks ago, I was in Best Buy, it was, and I saw these virtual reality helmets. It was the Star Wars themed game, so it had the lightsaber handles and you put the helmet on. And when you take into consideration the Tesla quote, what if the pulses in those helmets are beaming frequencies between 6 and 8 hertz directly into your kid's brain? You know, it's something to consider. While it might be presented as a harmless video game, really, what is the intention behind it? And I mean, it's being marketed like crazy. It's not the only AI. That's not the only virtual reality type of headset I saw. They also have these headsets that, if you remember, well, I'm 49 years old. When we were kids, I don't know if you're listening to this and you're around my age. Remember when we were kids, we had this toy called a ViewMaster. And it was a plastic thing and you look in it like binoculars and there was discs that you put in. And they were photographs, but it gave it a 3D appearance. Some of these VR headsets, you put the thing on, it looks like a ViewMaster, only it looks real. It looks 1,000 times more real. And I saw one of those in the department store, and the guy comes over, tries to sell me one. He's like, "Oh, we sell these drones over there that have cameras, and you could put this headset on, fly your drone, and see stuff in real time." And, you know, it's just incredible, incredible to me how much this has advanced in such a short period of time. As I've stated before, we have smartphones, smart TVs, smart meters, smart toilets, smart refrigerators, smart sex robots, smart condoms, and stupid people. We have artificial intelligence and very little actual intelligence. Just observe the glazed over look in so many people's eyes and the constant detachment into their electronic leashes, you know, their smartphones, and you can clearly see that we are already on the verge of becoming completely plugged into the technological matrix. See, we're being conditioned for this. Look around. I go out to eat occasionally, and I sit in a restaurant, and I see couples sitting right across from one another, and they're both plugged into their, you know, smartphones. We don't converse anymore. We certainly don't sit around the table and talk about things that are relevant. No, we're plugged into the smart TV or the smartphone or whatever it may be, the video games. And it's creating this air of detachment. We're so detached, the humanness is being taken away. But we willingly go for it. You know, we give away that connection into social networking or the phones or whatever it may be. Humanity is in no way ready for this technology because technological advancement without equal conscious advancement will only lead to a technotronic dystopia. Now, what happens when the AI replicates itself to the point that far exceeds a human's ability to even understand it? What happens if the machines decide that humans are no longer necessary? Now, if humans actually merge with the technology, such as accepting brain implants, which we're being pushed to do, you know, implants that can alter moods and delete or add memories, they will no longer be truly organic beings. They will be manufactured automatons made in the image of their inorganic, artificially intelligent God. Well, glory be. Over the past few decades, it seems as if Hollyweird has been conditioning the mass consciousness to the acceptance of this technology as a reality. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what the motion picture industry and mass media does. It programs the mind and indoctrinates the mass consciousness. That's its job. They will give you truth masked behind science fiction and, you know, action adventure. Think of movies such as Terminator, The Matrix, iRobot, AI, Total Recall, Avatar, Lucy, Blade Runner, many, many others you could think of. Once people are indoctrinated sufficiently and things get so bad in the outer world, technology will be heralded as the answer to all of our woes, the savior of mankind. Right? Look at Fukushima. We don't have the technology to clean that up. All the wars that are being orchestrated. The destruction of the atmosphere due to all the nuclear testing. When it gets so bad in the outer world, these lunatics are going to usher this. Well, we have the technology. We have the technology to repair all this damage caused by you stupid humans. And then people will start to worship the digitized Godhead. Sounds like a fun place to live, doesn't it? As I mentioned, there's already a church preaching the dark ideology that AI is God, and we must consider who it is that is behind the push for this embracement of an inorganic technocracy leading towards a digitized global hive mind. I mean, look at the internet. In a sense, it is like a global mind. What these creatures want to do is implant the brain and plug you in that way. So you're just plugged into it, physically plugged into it. Now, if you look at the millennials, right, they were born into the technological era. I was alive during the transition, so I could take a look into both worlds, so to speak. And then those who are from earlier generations than myself really could see it. But so we were alive during the transitional phase into this, you know, explosion of technology. The millennials are born into it, so they don't have that point of reference. What about 10, 20, 30 years from now, when at birth, instead of a social security card or a birth certificate, you are implanted with this technology that plugs you into the hive mind? How would you ever have a point of reference to compare it to see that, wait a minute, something's wrong here? And the answer is you wouldn't. Where do the billions of dollars come from to fund the companies that are developing these high-tech horrors? Who will control the interface of an implant that can erase your memories and control your mood? Another thing I'd like to mention, I think that there would be droves of people that would line up to get an implant that can erase their bad memories instead of dealing with our repressed garbage. People would line up for that. Or how about, you don't have to go to school or read books. We'll just download the information into your brain, you know, like the Matrix. You know, it sounds like science fiction to a lot of people, but it's here. And as I said, the Hollywood movie industry and mass media has been conditioning us towards this for a long time. What kind of dystopian nightmare are we headed towards? I mean, look at how dumbed down society has already become due to the psychological manipulation of human consciousness, and consider the addition of highly advanced technology into the equation. Dumbed down human being plus super intelligent technology equals remote controlled slave. Would you expect some sort of paradise to arise from this situation? Some sort of utopia? The world is directed by a force and an intelligence that operates behind the thrones of power and influence, and this presence, this pestilence upon us, does not operate in the spotlight or before the camera lens. It is a hidden network of utter darkness and contempt for humanity that I refer to as the Consortium. They control the banks and the pharmaceutical industry. They control the educational system and mass media. They control the political system, the military, the food supply, the churches and world religions. They influence the pseudo-spiritual religious figureheads and the political sock puppet misleaders that you go out and vote for. They control big business, big industry, and the multi-conglomerate corporations that have their hooks in your mouth and influence every aspect of your life without you even knowing it. And of course, they are behind these vast research projects in the technology sector. Of course they are. They are your hidden, unseen masters. They could pass you on the street with a smile and a wave and you'd be none the wiser. Their agents are placed before the public to spread their dark and diseased ideologies, and they are masters of psychological manipulation. Endless funding is channeled to agencies and research projects to finance your enslavement. To sum up the twisted mentality and the true agenda behind the push for AI and this technology, check out this quote from Dr. Jose Delgado of Yale University from his book, Physical Control of the Mind Toward a Psycho-Civilized Civilization. We need a program of psychosurgery for political control of our society. The purpose is physical control of the mind. Everyone who deviates from the given norm can be surgically mutilated. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his personal point of view. This lacks historical perspective. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. This kind of liberal orientation has great appeal. We must electronically control the brain. Someday, armies and generals will be controlled by electric stimulation of the brain. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what has arrived. I think that many of these people throughout history that have predicted this weren't making predictions at all. If you look, a lot of them were members of the Fabian Society, or they were spawned from the Eslin Institute, or the Institute of Noetic Sciences, or any of these groups. They were telling you what was coming. They weren't making predictions. These were the agents of this agenda, and they were telling you what was coming, and now here it is. They told you the truth. I mean, think of that quote by Delgado. He said, "Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. We must electronically control the brain." Again, this is the philosophy and the mentality of the people behind the push for this. Now, they'll put their people like Musk in the spotlight, or the Lewandowski, the prophet for the Church of AI, or whoever the hell, and they'll tout this as, well, breakthroughs in medicine. We could help Alzheimer's patients, and we could lowjack your kid in case it's ever, you know, kidnapped, or whatever, however they're presenting it in the positive. We can help soldiers with PTSD, you know. So they present it in the cloak of benevolence, but behind that is something far, far more sinister. They're trying to create remote-controlled human beings, literally, and I believe merge us, marry us to matter, to completely, that's the takeover. Once you are completely, physically, forever bound in matter, where is your spirit? It's over, you're done. And, you know, these psychopaths, what they're trying to do also with this advancement of technology is to create immortality. They want to be immortal. Well, I'll tell you what, I certainly would not want to be immortal in a world like that, you know. Sadly, those with the determination and funding to make this happen, that operate behind the thrones of power, completely 100% adhere to these dark philosophies, and they are dangerously close to being fully implemented. All the while, humanity sleeps on in its dazed stupor as it marches headlong off of a cliff into its own extinction, embracing a dystopian technotronic oblivion and an artificially intelligent global digital hive mind. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the crossroads. Stay human. Stay human. Now, what's the solution to all this? I wish I had the answer. I think it's to resist it and to, I think, maybe reclaim our right to evolve in a very organic way, as opposed to this inorganic mess that we're being, you know, this road we're being pushed to follow. The way I see it, because you got people like Musk, right, and they're saying, if we don't embrace this technology, we will be extinct. But in my mind, to embrace that technology is extinction. Because now you're merging with this global computer hive mind. Who's got their fingers on the button? Who controls the interface that's hooked up to your mind, as I asked earlier? Something to really think about. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking your time. As always, again, I appreciate all of you have written to me and Skyped with me and comment and take the time to read my stuff and listen to it. I really do appreciate it. So thank you for that. If you look at the article on the website that this is based on, called Artificial Intelligence and the Singularity, there is a list of about 35 sources where you can go and look at these videos or these articles for yourself and see, you know, what's really happening. And a lot of it's mainstream sources, some alternative too. I try to mix it up. But ladies and gentlemen, this is happening. This is not some science fiction movie. Not anymore. It has slipped into the realm of reality. And you've got agencies like DARPA behind, you know, the development of brain implant technology. So something really, really to be considering. I really do believe this whole issue of AI is one of the most important topics that we should be focusing on in this day and age. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking your time. Again, stay human. This is Doug Michael, and until next time, walk in peace.